Good morning and welcome back to the fifth episode of AI Cafe Conversation. I am Sahar, your AI whispering, brewing up a fresh episode that's a bit like a double espresso, packed with energy and bound to keep you thinking. Today, we are sifting through the coffee grounds of artificial intelligence to reveal both the shiny and the gritty. Yes, we are talking the pros and cons of AI. Pull out a seat and let's get started. Let's start on a high note, shall we? The pros of AI are like the best parts of waking up to your favorite coffee. Pros. The first one, the bright side of the brew. One, efficiency and productivity. Imagine an AI as your personal barista who not only knows your order by heart, but can predict when you will walk through the door. In the workplace, AI helps automate routine tasks, speeding up processes and freeing humans to focus on creative and strategic endeavors. And as we go, we will be talking about all these tools. I'm just preparing you for what's coming. Two, precision and accuracy. AI doesn't get tired or make mistakes because it had a late night. It will do a mistake if you feed it the wrong information. And that's why you really need to know what you're doing and just don't put two words, expect miracles. It doesn't work that way. Garbage in, garbage out. It can analyze data with pinpoint accuracy, aiding in everything from medical diagnosis to financial forecasting, all without spilling a single coffee bean. Number three, personalization. Just as a skilled barista remembers how you like your latte, AI tailors experiences to individual preferences, from streaming services suggesting the perfect show to digital assistants anticipating your needs. AI makes life feel like it's crafted just for you. And as we go into episode, I will keep adding the pros that we have in our life because of AI. But as we all know, even the best brews can have a bitter note. Let's consider the cons. Cons, the bitter aftertaste. Number one, job displacement. There is a fear that AI baristas could one day replace human ones. While AI can boost efficiency, it also poses a risk to certain jobs, particularly those involving repetitive or simple tasks, potentially leaving some without their daily dose of work. That's why we need to upskill and reskill ourselves and our workforce. AI is not going to replace jobs, but people with AI skills will take these jobs. Number two, bias and discrimination. An AI is only as good as the data it's fed. If that data has bias, intentional or not, the AI's decisions will reflect that. It's like a coffee machine programmed to favor one type of bean. The outcome is limited, but not necessarily to everyone's taste. We have seen last week how Gemini Google, when it changed from Bard to Gemini, it had a couple of glitches on biases on the pictures it was creating. So after having Gemini performing pictures or getting visuals on, Google actually held it back for a couple of days till it touched on the biases that it had. It was very recognizant of it, and I applaud them for that. And they took it and they did what they needed to do, you know, and put precautions and guidelines so that glitch will not be repeated. We're going to keep seeing that as we advance. The more people are putting their opinions and their biases and discrimination, and even prejudice into AI, we're going to see that. And that's why we have to be very diligent on the way we either put the information or receive the information. We don't take it as it is. We take it and we make it our own voice. We clean it up and we make it in a way to serve us. Number three, loss of human touch. In a world flavored by AI, there is a concern that we might lose the human touch. But didn't that what they just said about social media as well? Everything new is always feared. Just like a machine can replicate the warmth of a smile from your favorite barista, AI cannot emulate human empathy, creativity, or ethical reasoning. So where does this leave us? Well, much like choosing between a dark roast and a light blend, it's about balance. Embracing the efficiency and potential of AI while being mindful of its limitation and impacts is key. As we wrap up today's chat, remember that AI, much like coffee, is part of your daily lives. It's up to us to decide how we brew it, serve it, and most importantly, how we consume it. Thank you for turning into AI Cafe Conversations. I'm Sahar, your AI whisperer, hoping I have given you some food, or rather coffee, for thought. Stay caffeinated, stay curious, and let's keep the conversation going. Share your thoughts, pour over with questions, and suggest what you would like to hear next on our menu. Until next time, keep your coffee strong and your questions about AI even stronger. Till we meet again. 1